a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with the incomparable Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I've always known you were out of my league as far as just, you're just enmeshed in this world that, like, I'm still shopping at the big box stores. I gotta be, I'm sorry. I try not to do it. I try to buy the pillows and
no, you've
karate
been to
chop.
Our store.
No,
you
it's have. So true. It's
yes.
So true. But luxury real estate is what we're going to tackle today. And this is a world I am not involved in, let's be honest. My KSL salary doesn't let me invest in luxury real estate.
Lindsay, it's so fun to be with you on this KSL Home Show again. Every week we get to talk about the best and most amazing things going on in the Utah market. And today I brought one of my friends on the show. Her name is Linda Sechrist, and she is an associate real estate agent and broker at Berkshire Hathaway here in the Salt Lake area. Linda, you are kind of the guru of luxury real estate here in Utah. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
This is so much fun. Okay, Linda. Give us a little background about how you became involved in the real estate market.
Well, it's very hard to remember. It was 31 years ago.
You're very experienced.
But at any rate, I remember thinking I was hoping to get through the first year. It was very, very difficult to get into. I had actually grown up on a ranch farm and very country. Graduated from Utah State and had taught school for the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Brigham City when they had the boarding school. Loved it. And then taught preschool and was an entrepreneur with my own private preschool. Ended up going through a divorce, came to Salt Lake. It was a pretty devastating time and thought I'd get a teaching job here in the middle of the school year. And I remember returning to my sister's home, earning $19 a day doing substituting and saying, okay, this isn't going to work. What should I do? So I started real estate because it was a desperate situation.
Wow.
I pulled into a Gumpeneers real estate and walked in and said, what do I have to do to sell a house?
I'm desperate. I'm hungry.
I was going to say, from preschool to luxury real estate, that's a big jump.
Well, it was. And they thought so, too.
Big dreams and goals.
Yeah. Right. But at any rate, they explained I needed a license and I needed a little bit of knowledge. So being as desperate as I was, I started that day. I finished immediately going 8 hours a day through Stringham's. And came back, took the test, and lo and behold, Gumpeneers hired me.
Of course they did. You're amazing. I'm sure they were so grateful to have you on their team.
Well, it's been a wonderful ride. I think that one thing that most people underestimate in real estate, I'm sure you understand, is the amount of work it really takes. It looks so easy to sell a home, and I thought, oh boy, I can sell a home and I make a whole month's wage. Took me 6 months to sell a home. And then it just really began to flourish. And most of the people that I worked with would say, if you'll just think of it as a cannon, you fill the cannon with balls and one day it goes off. And that began to happen and it changed the whole life of my my life and my children's life.
I love that. And I think what people don't realize is that every real estate agent is not created equally, right? It is a commission-based industry. So it's feast or famine.
Absolutely. Every time you close, you say, okay, now I'm unemployed.
I'm unemployed until tomorrow and I need more listings.
That's
and I need
why
more
they're
buyers.
So nice to us.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just kidding. Right? I think what makes you different, Linda, is that you're so personable and you care about your clients. And I think another thing people don't realize about the real estate industry is it's all word of mouth. So if you do a great job for a client, they refer you to their friend or their family member. And that's how it spreads. And I think that's maybe been some of your secret to success.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is really love people. And then when you learn to match people with homes and you love homes, it sort of becomes a formula. And through the 31 years, I have learned you're absolutely correct. The most important thing you ever do is treat those people the way you want to be treated as a buyer. And their wants are your wants, and their needs are your needs. And as you're dealing with them, you deal with a lot of emotional stress. And lots of times I've had friends say, you really need to be a psychiatrist to be a realtor.
So true. And a counselor and a therapist. And oftentimes what your buyers are looking for can be two different things. I mean, it's spouses that don't agree. So one spouse may want one thing and one wants another, and you're caught in the middle.
Oh,
and
so
you're
true.
Trying to just make everyone happy, which is not always easy.
That's absolutely correct. And in a lot of selling has to do with finding who the decision maker is.
You need to be a divorce counselor too.
Right? That's right.
And I think homes are not just stats. They're not just charts and graphs. There's an emotional pull that you can't put a value to. So oftentimes women, I always say women usually buy homes. Sorry, men.
We're pulling the purse strings. We're pulling the purse strings.
Yep. And oftentimes husbands are just really focused on how much does this cost, right? To make my wife happy, I'm probably not going to be spending a lot of time at the home. If my wife's happy, then all is well. And again, we're of course talking about generalities because that's not how it
brush.
Always
sure.
is.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Oftentimes, I think it is that. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely do agree. And it is one of the most emotional decisions a couple ever makes.
Yeah. And you walk into a home and you can feel it. Immediately you walk in and you go, this is my home, and you haven't even walked into the entire home yet. Or you walk in and you say, this is not my home and I need to turn around and go out right away. And
you know, Heather, that is a certain personality, so I already know something about you.
Well, I do a little design, so I love that hominess, you know, that cozy feeling. I know I'm a person that when I purchase and remodel and build a home, we've built 16 homes in the last 27 years, my husband and I, since we've been married. And so I not only help clients as a real estate agent, you know, in my early days, but also as an interior designer, I go into a lot of people's homes. And so I get that view and that I understand what that feels like because I've been that person.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will go in and not want a home because it has green carpet. And I have to explain, no, you can change the green carpet.
That. We can fix that.
That's not something to worry about.
That's a skill because I don't have that skill. Yeah. I can't go in and say, oh, this has really good bones. I could just do this and do that. I'm like, no, this carpet's weird.
It smells bad.
I can't smell it.
Yeah. Actually, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, almost every single buyer will say, oh, I can see beyond any of those little things. But most people really get a first impression and it's very difficult. In the luxury home market, I think it's so important for sellers to pay attention to what that first look is when they walk in. Not only the first look, but the first smell, how the door looks, the surrounding, all of those things. And most people that own luxury homes have had a lot of experience with homes because Right. It's a process of owning them. And so a lot of those are very dedicated to specific styles. And there are people that love one style only, And that's what they're looking for. So it isn't that looking at luxury homes is necessarily the most exciting thing, but I think I've never had one that I didn't remember.
Yeah. I think they're like an art piece.
I do too.
So how do you compare one art piece with another? There's so many different bells and whistles, and a lot of the things in the luxury home market are things you can't even see. Maybe it's the radiant heat or the extra insulation. There's the smart home features, the theater systems that people have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on, the landscaping, all of those things. In the luxury home market, it's location, location, location. Oftentimes, it's just where do you want to be? What neighborhoods? What schools? We're here on the KSL Home Show. We have our special guest, Linda Sechrist, with Berkshire Hathaway. She is in the luxury home market, one of the best real estate agents in all of Utah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayrts here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. Heather also has her real estate's license here in Utah. She's sold dozens and dozens of homes. Interior design, dozens and dozens of homes. And Heather, first of all, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
So good. Our guest today is talking about the luxury real estate market in Utah, which, let's be honest, I'm not involved in. At all. Well, probably never be, let's be honest.
Oh, come on, Lindsay.
But there are some unique differences between a real estate agent in the luxury market versus just, you know, a general real estate agent.
Oh, for sure. You know, and I think all of us just have a natural curiosity to see how the rich and famous live. And specifically in Utah, I think there was even a television show about that. I think the parade of homes that is so popular in all of Utah, I think people just want to go and see it for themselves. They want to touch it. They want to feel it. Of course, there are online sites, House and Pinterest. You can browse beautiful homes all day long, but there is something special in Utah. My experience has been there are a lot of out-of-state people that are moving here. I think the secret is out. Because of the pandemic, people have had the opportunity to live where they want to live. And the cost of living here in Utah is definitely a draw for people. I know that even the clients that I'm working with, most of them say, things are so inexpensive here. I can't believe how big of a home I can get. If I were in California for the same amount of money, you'd be amazed at, you know, the difference. Linda Sechrist is here. She is the associate broker at Berkshire Hathaway. Linda, you are one of the top luxury real estate agents in this state of Utah, but you also have a team. Tell us a little bit about your team.
I do. One of the great things about my business has been I've been able to have a daughter and a son join our team. And so they're associates with me, and I also have Jason McMurray, who's a fabulous agent. We have office staff that helps, Lisa Woost, and I also have a wonderful lady that happens to be a sister that does marketing, social media continually just for our team. So we do have a team. Lisa, my daughter, who's worked with me for many, many years, almost since the beginning, and does a lot of staging. And it always helps when I send her through to give certain opinions. We also have a stager that has worked with us on many, many homes. A lot of times, people live a certain way, and yet when they go to list their house, not only do they have to declutter, but even rearranging or changing just a few things can improve the condition and the look of the home. And most people in the luxury market are anxious to do that, so they love to have a professional like yourself that will come in and give them tips on what to do to make their home sell faster and for more money. The best thing one can always do, of course, is any sort of paint. We sort of individualize our houses. And actually, as a seller, we need to de-individualize them to make them look a little more neutral. And all of these luxury homes have been built as a dream home. And it's someone's dream. And our job as realtors is to find that person that has had the same dream. So when they walk in like you, it is an emotional buy in this price range because most of these people can buy what they'd like or they could build it.
And they have the money to do it.
Yes.
So they can be very picky.
Yes. And most people feel like their ideas are better than someone else's. But
I just want it my way.
So true.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's a great nuisance to build. Mm-hmm. Not only is it a nuisance, it's time consuming, takes thousands of decisions, and usually costs quite a bit more.
And I think most of these homeowners are very successful in their businesses and with their families. And they just don't have the time.
Time's so important.
Yeah. And if they can find something that they like and they just have to do a few minor tweaks, then they're happy to do it. I feel like in this luxury home market, a lot of people are not looking for fixer-uppers. They don't want another project. They want it done.
The most difficult luxury home to sell is always the home that needs to be updated. But usually they're by far the best buy.
Right.
And you can do some individualizing and painting and flooring and cabinets. So there are advantages to buying a little older home that is really built well, that happens to be on one of the prime lots, which we find has happened in Salt Lake. The prime lots are mostly gone. There are very few great lots left.
Yeah, I believe that as well. And I think if you find a neighborhood that you love to be in, you love your neighbors. Oftentimes I live in Alpine. There are so many of the homes and my neighbors that swap houses. So when one goes up or before it even goes on the market, the other neighbors find out about it and they have their brother or their sister or their friend or one of their kids buy the home and or they buy the home and then put their home for sale to another neighbor. And it's kind of just a Tetris thing.
Well, I think that the neighborhood really does make a difference. And then their kids, of course, grow up and have relationships in those neighborhoods. So it even makes it more imperative.
I think so, too. Okay. Why hire a real estate agent, Linda? I know there are so many advertisements out there about saving the commission. And why is a real estate agent so important these days?
Well, the most important thing is education and time. When people are looking for a home, for example, they want a professional that can tell them about the time that it may take to their job or the facilities that are surrounding it. They want knowledge on the area. And then they want knowledge from a professional who's seeing homes all the time because the market changes daily. Yeah. It is not something that happens. As we know, we've had a little bit of a change in the last few months. It happens overnight. So people coming in really want to use an agent to cut the time and find the best home. On the other hand, the seller who thinks they're just going to put their home out there is not going to be visited by many agents, especially the professional who can do so much in helping to sell the home. It would be ridiculous in this market to list by yourself.
I agree. And I think there's so many pocket listings that you know of and I know of people that will sell that your buyer can have access to if they were to associate with someone that's actually in the industry and knowing what's going on. In fact, there's also, of course, the most important is just the knowledge of professional contracts, state-approved contracts. You want to make sure that this is done correctly, that legally you are checking all the boxes. No one wants to be sued because they've filled out the contracts incorrectly.
Oh, that's so true. And it's also a safety issue. When you're coming with a bona fide agent and you know that you have an appointment, you can feel very safe. They've done everything possible to make the super key boxes safe and recording everyone that goes through. But when you have people just show up at your door and you don't know who they are, not only have they not been vetted, you don't know if they really have the money. We've actually had people call and say, I've never seen a $5 million home. Can you get me through?
Yeah, no. No one wants to go for decorating ideas. No seller wants their open house
go
that
to the
way.
The parade of homes.
Exactly. Yeah. There we go.
Linda Sechrist is a luxury real estate agent here in Utah. Heather Osmond, of course, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on this topic when we come back on The Home Show.
KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Back into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. So good to be with you. When you design a house, I mean, you are just like, I see your stuff and I am just blown away by what it looks like. But the beauty of what you do is you can design my house, but then you can also design luxury houses.
It is so much fun. I think that one of Osmond Design's strengths is that we do luxury homes. We do the best of the best homes, the celebrity homes in Utah, but we also do model homes for builders who have very tight budgets that are doing starter homes as well. And we do everything in between. We don't specifically specialize in one style. In Utah, we have the modern, we have the contemporary, but we also have the traditional, the old school, beautiful homes, as well as, you know, that new generation that wants the modern farmhouse and the mid-century modern. So we don't get bored. We get to do something new every single day, which I really, really love. The other great tip about Osmond Designs that, you know, the secret's getting out is we have two 22,000 square foot showrooms and it's all in stock merchandise. So you're not going to have the same things as seven of your neighbors. We're not the big box stores that will buy 500 of one sofa and sell them to everyone.
Well, and the other thing we didn't even mention, which this could be a whole show in and of itself, is your commercial experience, right?
Yes.
Wink, wink, nod, nod to KSL. We were walking in this very building and I said, hey, we should redo the carpets in here and everything.
And the paint and the furniture. And yes,
because there are some floors in this building that are up to date, but the ones that I work on are not
so much.
So much.
That'll be after the segment, Lindsay. Yeah. We'll pitch that.
I'm going to take you up to the powers that be.
Let's go.
Here's hand-delivered to you on a platter, Heather Osmond.
Oh, you know what? I really enjoy what I do, and I love real estate in Utah. Not only do I love helping clients, but I love investing myself. Like we were just saying, residential, commercial, we do all of it. Today, we are so grateful to have Linda Sechrist on the radio show with us. She is one of the very top real estate agents in all of Utah, and you specifically specialize in the luxury home market. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you. And I should set the record straight. I do, but I've sold all certain different levels. As a matter of fact, with a team, you can do that.
Yeah.
And so we don't turn people away. We list at the average all the way to the top in all areas. We've sold from Davis County to Utah County to Summit County. And the luxury market does take you throughout that area. But I should mention right now, we have a wonderful luxury home in Murray that was in the home show, $1,299,000, and really does meet that very, very contemporary look. And Brett is the agent with that. He's doing a great job. There are other two homes that will be built and sold in that complex, too. He also has a small town home complex on 13th East and Spring Lane. And that one is three bedroom, three bath, and they're absolutely beautiful. They're the new style, and there are four or five of those left. So those are up for grabs right now. We have three gorgeous luxury homes in Sandy, ranging from $5.5 million to right around $7.5 million. The largest one is 16,000 square feet, jeez, which is a tremendous buy. It has everything. Views,
yeah,
basketball court. It's just an amazing home.
It's Donovan's house, isn't it?
Sandy. I think he's on Walker Lane,
yeah,
right? You heard that here on KSL.
Right.
Maybe his house will be coming up for sale.
Right. And then we have that's Lisa's listing. She does a great job with that. And we also have one on Deer Hollow that just is totally updated to the max. It is really one of the most spectacular homes I've ever seen. And then one that's been a little bit of a sleeper, but an incredible 2.5 acres in Hidden Canyon. And that one has views. It has a 5-car garage with a, no, 6-car, I believe, with a huge RV parking indoor, a basketball court, pool.
Oh, geez.
All the bells and whistles.
Yes, it has everything.
And can I just be friends with those people? Like, yes. I don't need the house. I just want to, like, come use your pool.
Yeah. Oh, they're lovely. They would love you.
And I think what's great right now is with the pandemic, with things that were slow for quite a while, and we were all sequestered to home, people are spending more and more money on their home. They want to love their home. So they're remodeling. I know my design business absolutely blew up during the pandemic. People canceled all their vacations and they bought a new dining table or a new sectional or repainted or ripped out the cabinets. And every subcontractor in all of Utah, I feel like, is drinking out of a fire hydrant. There's just not enough workers to get all the work done, which I'm just so impressed with.
Well, the supply and demand has certainly gone up because of the pandemic and because of the economy. The economy in Utah is the fastest growing, making us right amongst the fastest growing states in the union. And Utah has been on fire. I think it's a more normal market right now, and it's the best it's been in a long, long time. Even though we're not in a frenzy, it feels more normal and better for realtors, certainly better for buyers and better for sellers in many respects. The market is still by all means advancing to quite a great degree. We noticed that last year the median price for a home was $450,000. And this year it's close to $550,000.
Yeah, I don't even think you can find anything for $450,000 these days. Not something you'd want to move into.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
And so we're seeing the market really, it's just a very healthy time for the market.
Which I'm so grateful for. That's amazing. Okay, you've been in the market for, or in the industry for 31 years. How have things changed? Obviously, technology has advanced. I mean, when I first started selling real estate 27 years ago, we didn't even have cell phones. We had pagers and we actually had to call people and to set appointments.
No digital lockboxes on doors, right?
Yes. Yeah. We did not have GPS.
Yeah.
Do you know how that changed?
Everything.
It stopped the circles.
I know it's here somewhere. I know. It's true. But I think more and more people are looking online to search for their homes before they even step through the front door. So that online presence is more important than ever. Like you were saying, you have someone that just does specifically your team's social media. So your online presence, getting those homes, those pictures, those hopes, dreams, and wishes out so that people can see. Maybe they're not even in the market for a home, but they see one of your homes on their social media feed and get excited.
That's true. I do remember the big books that we had to thumb through, and they were so exciting to get. But it has changed immensely. One of the things I think I should say is that photos often lie. Mm-hmm. And many, many times people do not, they think the house is going to be perfect for them. They think they can limit it down and find the exact house by looking at photographs. And I don't believe there's a substitute for personal visitation.
I agree. Can help narrow things down, but then when you walk in, there's that feeling is undeniable. If this is your home, you know it.
That's right.
I love that so much. Okay, today we are so grateful, as always, to welcome Central Bank as the sponsor of this show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of KSL. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are proud of their history and sustained growth. Central Bank not only will help you in the jumbo loan department for the luxury homes that you need, they do construction loans. They're personally my bank. I love them. It's local. I love supporting local. You've heard me say that on this show before. I know how hard I work, and I love that these people are our neighbors and our friends, and they really care about Utah. Linda, you do sell a lot of luxury homes. In the previous episode, you mentioned that a lot of times people just want to come and look at these $5 million, $6 million, $7 million homes. People need to be pre-qualified.
Absolutely. Being pre-qualified makes the sellers feel better, they feel safer, and mostly it helps buyers to limit their thoughts. A lot of times if they haven't gone to a to a mortgage officer, they are not sure what they can afford.
Yeah.
And it's quite shocking sometimes when they see what the payment might be. And you don't want them to buy something that they can't afford. And you don't want a contract where they can't afford. So vetting those people is a very important thing. One thing I'd like to mention, too, is when I started real estate, interest rates were 12 and 13%. And we still sold homes and we still made a living. To think that they're right around 6% now is not devastating at all, if you think about it. They're still at a low. We just happened to come through the lowest period of rates that have ever been in history. So the 6%, even though it may frighten people that it's moved up a bit, it's still an excellent interest rate.
Yeah, and I think we're all spoiled a little bit. When we did have 3% and 4%, those down payments were quite a bit less. The mortgage payments, the monthly payments were so much less. So people could buy larger homes for the same amount. And it really helped a lot of those first-time home buyers get into the market. I think people are being creative. There are a lot more even luxury homes where the in-laws are moving in. They have the mother-in-law apartments, or they have people moving in to help them maintain these gorgeous estates.
That's right. And not only that, but a lot of times you can work it out with the mortgage officer so that the seller can pay down that interest rate and you're still getting the same. So there are a lot of ways around it. We're still in an amazing market. And the luxury market, though it often is cash, is still one of the best buys in the country.
I agree 100%. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. We have Linda Sechrist with us. Linda, how do people find you?
Go online, lindasechrist.com. You can see our website and see my team. We'd love to hear from you. 801-455-9999.
All right, if you're in the luxury real estate market, Linda Sechrist is your woman to help you buy and sell your home. We'll take a break. More on the Home Show in just a minute.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you aren't just joining us, you can podcast this episode wherever you podcast. Just search for the KSL Home Show. You will find all our past episodes there. Of course, Heather Osmond with me of Osmond Designs. Heather, hi.
How's it going, Lindsay?
So good. Okay, I am not personally in the luxury real estate market, but...
But you should be.
I should be. Can we get wink, wink, nudge, nudge, KSL? I should be.
Yes.
But
we all should be.
I know.
Let's do that.
Let's be honest. That would be so fun. We have a guest here today who buys and sells houses in the luxury industry here in Utah. But when it comes down to like showing these homes, the principles are the same for staging, whether it's my house or a luxury house.
It's so true. And I think it's more important than ever that the exterior of your home is well maintained. Pull the weeds, make sure that the paint is touched up, the wood is touched up, that things are in good condition. We're not missing shingles. And Linda, I think the range is, you know, from a couple million to even 35 million is the highest that I've seen recently.
Right.
Does that sound correct?
That's the most expensive house in Utah, 35 million?
It could be even more.
Where is it? Tell me.
Well, it was in Mapleton.
Oh.
And it sold. Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's beautiful.
Okay.
And then they put millions and millions and millions more into it.
Wow.
To create a pond. In fact, I was just there 2 weekends ago for an event and it was amazing.
How
it was
the
incredible.
Other half lives.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you just have to be invited to those parties,
right.
Lindsay. You don't
like
have to
I said,
own those homes.
I just want
to
be friends with these people.
You're coming next time.
Yes.
I'm inviting you. Beautiful homes in the Utah market. So the importance of having your home look great, so when those potential buyers drive by, that they're not looking at it like, oh, that's another project and that's a lot of money, more money that they have to invest.
It's creating the dream again.
Yeah.
You drive by, you look at the yard, you see that it's maintained. If the yard is maintained, the house must be maintained.
You would think so.
Yes. And then you get to the front door, and if everything's clean and pristine around the front door, they're excited to go in. You open the door, the dream begins.
It's true. The sights, the smells, the sounds, you know, all those five senses become more important. And then that's where I come in as a professional staging company. We own the Osmond Designs furniture stores, so we get to make sure that these homes are beautiful.
Staging is as important as the listing price. I'm convinced.
I agree. Homes sell for more money and they sell faster if they are beautifully decorated. That's why builders spend so much money on model homes, because they just dominate the competition if another builder has the exact same or something similar that's vacant.
Sometimes old furniture can be removed and put just a few new pieces in, and the whole home looks updated.
It's so true. And sometimes everything just needs to be pulled out because you're actually detracting from the beauty of the home.
That's right.
And sometimes the people just need to move out if they have too many dogs or kids, and they need to maintain the home and get it in its best condition. It is a hard thing to prepare your home to sell.
You have to absolutely be convinced that selling is what you want to do, because it is an inconvenience and it takes a lot of time, and people clean out closets and shelves, and even pillows make a difference.
It's so true.
Well, decluttering.
Linda's talking about Lindsay. Linda said the magic word, pillows.
I know. The pillows have to karate chop.
I get so excited.
Listen, I know they have to karate chop. They're just out of budget right now. But no, I think it's so important that like the principles are the same, whether you're selling this like multi-million dollar yeah. house. Yeah. Or again, you're selling my house. You're going to clean out those closets. You're going to make things look up to date. And it does take some effort. And you guys always talk about how maybe you go and buy the furniture for your next space and put it in your current space while you're selling it. And then your house sells for more. And it's like you get free furniture.
It's
right?
So true. Linda and I were actually talking before the show, and Linda shared some stories about her own personal investments and how when she sells those homes, they usually buy all the furniture. And I think it's been my experience as well. If a buyer walks in and it looks nice, they're saving so much money and time just to buy it as is. And they bring their clothes and their silverware and they're done.
It's happening more and more. In the luxury market, I'd say 3/4 of the time they buy all of the furniture.
Yeah. Mm.
And they would like it just the way it is. And as time goes on, they can remove or replace certain pieces. But to move in and have it ready for you is worth so
it's
much.
Priceless.
Remember, yeah. Time is the most important thing that anyone has in a lifetime, and people recognize that.
Linda Sechrist with Berkshire Hathaway. Quickly, how do people find you?
Linda Sechrist at Berkshire Hathaway. My website is lindasechrist.com, and you can notify me or any of my team by calling 801-455-9999.
All nines, remember that, 455, all nines. There you go. Linda, thank you for joining us this week. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs, and we'll be back next week on The Home Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.